If you've been trying to manifest something and you're not seeing any results, you're not seeing any changes, and most importantly, you're not really feeling any differently, then this video is going to help you recalibrate that and get back to your intention and manifest the thing. Before we get into it, hello, welcome. My name is Patty. I talk about all things manifestation and personal growth. In this video, I'm going to be giving you the 3 steps required to manifest anything and how to properly apply these steps, because the biggest mistake you can make is only follow one of the steps or skip a step, and then you're not going to get the manifestation. Or if you do get the manifestation, you're not going to really be satisfied in it. You may have experienced this before, where you have something that you want, you're manifesting it, you finally get it, and then you almost like don't notice, you almost don't appreciate it, or it doesn't show up in a way that actually satisfies you. You feel like you have to work really hard for it, you feel like things didn't line up in the right way, and it's just not pleasing, it's not fun anymore, and maybe it felt really draining. So no more. We are going to get over that right now. The first step to manifest anything is to figure out your intention. Now, I talk about this way more in the Rewired Play Shop. So if you want a full mastery inner work course, which also teaches how to manifest with intention, then you can find that link in the description. But the first step is actually the most important step, and that is setting your intention. Now, I know it sounds really obvious, and that is why a lot of people don't do this step properly, is because they set an intention that is very vague, or they set an intention that doesn't really have any specific measurement. It's hard to tell what it is or how it looks like or how it can manifest. The best practice when you're setting an intention is to do your research. Look at what that would look like for you. What would that manifestation actually look like for you? What would it feel like? What things are required usually to have that manifestation? Is there any sort of maintenance required after you manifest it? Like if it's a specific car you're manifesting or a specific house, will you be able to maintain this house? Will you be able to drive this car? These are things that you have to consider, right? If you're manifesting a relationship, you have to figure out, are you willing to sort of sacrifice that full-on single lifestyle of being able to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, not have to communicate with anybody, flirt with whoever you want, do whatever you want, right? Like, you're still gonna have to sacrifice a little bit of that lifestyle in order to be in a committed, healthy relationship. So you have to really make sure that you are firm with your intention. If you don't own your desires and you're kind of like, oh, I kind of want this, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I want this, but not on Tuesday, only on Friday. Like, no. Do you want it or do you not want it? You have to make a firm decision. And in order to make a firm decision, you have to be informed. You have to know different aspects of it. You have to know how manifesting this thing is going to influence other areas of your life. Maybe it's going to affect your current relationships in some way. Maybe you're manifesting a husband, but the person that you're currently dating is not that person. Well, you're gonna have to make a little bit of space in order to get married and not be with the person who's not gonna get married to you. So obviously, this applies in so many different areas. You have to be aware of what your goal looks like, what that manifestation looks like, and if what you have going on right now is aligned to it. And if it's not aligned to it, then you have to figure out how it's not aligned and what things need to come. That is going to lay the framework for the next 2 steps, and that's why it's so important to have this worked out fully. In the Rewired Play Shop, I take you through the journal prompts for this, but I highly recommend that you get yourself a nice notebook. I have mine right here with my notes. You get yourself a nice big notebook and you just write out everything that you want, why you want it, and figure out exactly what that looks like for you. The second step when you're manifesting is to align your identity. So when you are trying to manifest something that you've never manifested before, it's something totally new to you, then the most likely scenario is that you're going to have to change something. Because if you've never been able to create this thing before, then chances are the things required to create the thing aren't things that you've currently been doing, right? Otherwise, you'd already have it. You would have already done it before. So you're going to have to change your identity. You're going to have to change your beliefs. You're going to have to change your thoughts. So just like in the first step, I told you to journal out your intention. From there, you're going to write out all the beliefs that you have surrounding this intention. So all the beliefs you have about money, about love, about dating, about having things, about being successful, about having good friends, about feeling beautiful, being happy, being abundant, traveling, being independent, all the things, right? Associated to your goal specifically, you want to make sure you figure out all the beliefs you have. And this is where you're going to really want to be honest, because when we are creating a new identity around our manifestation, we can create new affirmations and new embodiments, but if we don't address the toxic traits that we have or the limiting beliefs that are going to block the manifestation, if we just leave them there, we don't address them, we don't change them, we don't alchemize, then it's just going to sabotage us later. So at this point, you really want to address anything that gives you that feeling of tension. So when you think about your goal, right, let's do a quick little exercise, okay? If you can close your eyes, even better. If you can't close your eyes, just do this in your head, just think about it, right? Close your eyes and think about your goal. Think about the thing that you're manifesting it. Try to look at it from a very objective place. Right? You're just looking at this manifestation as it is, and you already have it, and you're already just enjoying it and living it. Look at yourself almost from like a third person point of view. And as you look at yourself enjoying this manifestation, notice any thoughts that come up. So at this point where you're watching yourself enjoying the manifestation, you're probably going to be thinking things like, oh, that would never happen. Oh, I'm not good enough to have that. Oh, this is fake. Oh, I don't deserve something like that. Oh, I would never find a man like that in real life. Oh, I would never be able to make money doing that thing. When you have these beliefs coming up in that moment, and they're telling you any reason why you can't have the manifestation that you want, you really want to take note of those, all right? Write them down, because at this point, you're going to need to alchemize all of these. Now, I've already made a video on how to reprogram negative beliefs. If you want to go check out that video, I'll try to link it right here. Otherwise, just go look for it on my page. The third step to manifest anything is to step into the vibration of the thing that you are manifesting. So in the first step, we set our intention, exactly what you want, you know what it's going to take, you know what you're willing to give up or sacrifice in order to have it. Then in the second step, we created our ideal identity, what this person is all about, this new version of ourselves, what they believe. We went in and reprogrammed any limiting beliefs that may be getting in our way. And now in step three, we are going to align ourselves and align our frequency with the manifestation. This is where all of your manifestation practices come into play. So if you like to do scripting, if you like to do affirmations, if you like to do visualization, if you like to do verbal scripting. It's just like regular scripting, but you're saying it out loud instead of writing it down. You can do both, you can do everything. This is where you get to have fun. Any activity that raises your vibration and puts you in a happy feeling state, or in a feeling state where you feel like this manifestation is coming to you, it's already here, that is the goal right now. And then through this vibration, you're going to receive inspired action. You're going to receive nudges to do certain things. Listen to those. But make sure that they're coming from a place of high vibe and not from a place of feeling scared and anxious. Because oftentimes when we're manifesting something and we let the limiting beliefs kind of take over the agenda, then we start to act from a place of our fear. We start acting from a place of our limiting beliefs, and then we start doing things out of desperation, which are only going to push us further away, and it's not going to feel good. Again, this is something that could then lead you to manifesting the thing in a way that was really unpleasant, and then you're not even going to be grateful for the thing because it was so hard to get it and you had to do things you didn't want to do. So don't do that. Avoid that mistake. From there, all you need to do is continue showing up every single day, readdressing your limiting beliefs if they come up, and stay focused on your intention. Stay focused on the manifestation and stay focused on growing every single day and moving the needle every day in any way that you can towards your goal. From there, it's only a matter of time before your manifestation comes to you, and I encourage you to try to have fun along the way. Don't let yourself get so attached to the end result that you find yourself rushing through it and trying to force the manifestation, trying to manipulate the external reality to get what you want. Like, enjoy the journey. The fun part truly is in the journey, and when you allow yourself to relax and just follow the nudges, follow the clues that the universe leaves you, and just follow that inspired action, you're going to realize that your manifestation is not something that is out of your reach. It's not something that's undoable. It's not impossible, okay? I know you've put this desire on a pedestal. You think it's something like out of this world, that it's like this crazy thing. But if you're like me and you've been manifesting for a while, you realize that with every manifestation, like, it doesn't make you feel any differently. Like, in the moment when you're manifesting the thing, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I'm gonna get it. And then you get the thing and you're like, oh yeah, I feel the same. Right. This is why you create your happiness, you create your peace. These external things are just for fun, right? But the more that you allow yourself to enjoy the journey of it, the more satisfying it's actually gonna be when you get it. Because once you manifest it, there's gonna be something new that you wanna manifest. And then you're gonna come back on my channel and be like, okay, this is the next thing I wanna manifest. What more can I do? So I can't wait for that. If you are ready to take the next step and you would like to work with me one-on-one, all the links for that are in the description. Otherwise, I suggest you go check out my Inner Work playlist, Manifestation playlist, or the Thrive With Her podcast, which contains all the episodes, all the clips, all the advice, all the juicy, juicy stuff that I talk about on my channel, all right? I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.